Okay, so hi everybody. This is just a audio update for those for the garden group. If you don't know what the garden group is, just hit the blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. Go down the right hand side and you'll see the garden group category, and it's all the details. Just take a rummage through the posts. To those looking to go on the January outing, essentially what happened was, I think it was Blaheen, she's at BNGR on Twitter, and Non Sequitur and Jonathan Grimes and a few others were having a conversation, and they were saying that basically, even though my office flooded, I should still be organising. Come on, darling. I'm feeding Ella at the same time here. I should still be organising a garden group trip. Yeah, it's yummy. And that's fine. I mean, look, it's January and I have a wry sense of humour at this moment in time. Hello? Hello? Not you, lot listening. Don't mean you lot. I mean, you know, as versus an 8-month-old baby. So they were saying, you know, look, we'd love to get back out in the great outdoors, and obviously the snow has gotten a lot of people's nerves, etc., etc. But the whole thing with the garden group is it's very friendly and relaxed sort of affair. This isn't a piano concerto in a concert hall, and you have to wear your best Sunday clothes. And I understand what, I think it's at Yara Muck. Is that the correct pronunciation? At Yara Muck on Twitter. I get what he was saying about, you know, look, I'd like to know where I'm going first. So like if it's travel and that, I get all of that. So the basics of how it was, or how it should have worked, is I probably should have, but I didn't, because I think it was just being spoke about a bit too much on Twitter when I said, yes, I would. So I put out a post saying, look, here's a date, and now there's pressure on me. So I've narrowed it down, or had narrowed it down, to three places in my head. I didn't think really anybody would want to go out in the middle of January. I'm pretty impressed that those who have put their, I mean, what is there, 9 names on the list after not even 24 hours? I don't know. So yes, darling, I know, I'm impressed too. And so it's good. It's a great response. And I've narrowed it down to three places, and I'm dilly-dallying here, but I'm getting there. I've narrowed it down to three places. I tried the first one this morning, you know, only this morning. They're not around. You know, they did say yes, darling. Yeah. They didn't say yes, darling. Come on. They did say yes, but they're not around. So that one cancels that in order to give you enough notice. So we're on to base two. So the answer is, look, if you want a surprise, that's great. And you trust me, that's even better. And if you don't, well, look, just hold off. You know the date it's happening. You have a rough idea of what happens. And let's see where I end up with. But I've narrowed it down to three anyway. And I'll keep you posted as soon as I can. But if you're really unsure, there's a mobile number there and an email address and stuff. Mobile is usually good. And if you don't get me, just leave a message. So I'm going to head back to this. I'm going to head back to feeding this little one sweet potato and parsnip. Sweet potato, did you hear that, Papa Gerald? Sweet potato and parsnip. And then, yeah, so there you go. That's it. But don't be worrying. It's called the Great Outdoors for good reason. And as best as I can, it shouldn't cost anybody a penny unless you fancy an ice cream cone. So have a good day. Take care. Talk to you all soon. Happy New Year, etc., etc. Bye.